What's up, insiders? Thanks for tuning back in to Therapy Insiders Podcast. So in 2016, I had a goal. I set a goal for myself in this podcast, myself and the nurse and Joe. And that goal was to bring in a lot of point of views and perspectives outside of the field of physical therapy to help infuse new ideas. And a lot of focus has been and will be on business, on entrepreneurship, on marketing, social media especially. And we've had a lot of luck with that. We've had a lot of feedback and comments from you guys and gals. When we've had guests on like Daniel Pink and Lee Cockrell and Kelly Starrett. And we wanted to continue that and keep continuing that with really high-level thinkers. So this episode continues that streak. And the guest is a New York Times best-selling author, social media guru, let's call him that, really cool dude, Chris Brogan. And if you haven't heard of Chris, check out at Chris Brogan on Twitter, check out Owner Media, and definitely check out Amazon for some of his books. We really jump into actionables in this lean, tight, pretty much nonstop advice podcast. So check it out, enjoy it, and stick around till the end for a little special announcement. All right, insiders. Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, the end-to-end business solution for private practice rehab therapists, providing everything from documentation and scheduling to RCM services, billing software, and outcomes tracking. WebPT's mission is to help rehab therapists, such as yourselves, achieve greatness in practice, and that starts with education. That's why WebPT hosts a free webinar every month, and they're pretty good. Join Dr. Heidi Janenga and Charlotte Bonet on May 19th as they unveil 5 top secret ways insurance companies beat you on reimbursements and explain to you how you can turn the tables in your favor. To learn more and register, visit webpt.com/PT billing. You don't want to miss that one. Therapy Insiders is also sponsored by Intake Q. That's the letter Q. Do you want to improve your patient experience before your patient even walks into the clinic? Of course you do. Then you definitely want to check out Intake Q, digitizing the patient intake experience. Check out Intake Q, that's what the letter Q, .com/UpDocMedia to get a 2-week free trial and 50% off the first month of service. You definitely can't beat that. Check it out. All right, now let's get to this episode of Therapy Insiders with a ton of social media advice with Chris Brogan. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders. Dr. Gene Schirachabrat here. And my other two co-hosts will not be joining me, but don't shed tears because I think our guest will overcome any negativity, any sadness you might feel, as fleeting as it is. So, you know, I love the business world. I love the entrepreneurial world. I have a couple companies, obviously UpDoc Media itself. And I'm a firm believer that for us in healthcare and physical therapy to grow, to understand what it takes to evolve as companies, as a field, that we have to bring in thinkers from other fields. And we've had some other guests on, Dan Pink, Kelly Starrett, Lee Cockrell, that bring these elements that I think are crucial. So a few months ago, at PPS, our private practice section conference, we had Gary Vaynerchuk as the keynote, and Dan as well. But Gary said something that resonated with me, but also a lot of other people in business. And I'll bring that up in a few minutes. But first, I want to introduce our guest. Our guest is a very prolific author and business mind, entrepreneur, thinker, Chris Brogan. Chris, how are you, man?
Super, Gene. Thanks for having me on. I promise to leave with better rhomboids than I came with.
Well, unless you're doing exercises and are extremely extremely specific in your rhomboid exercises, that might be pretty tough.
Dang it. You know, I've got the lacrosse ball. I'm just kind of digging in. I thought that was all I had to do.
You know, sometimes thinking maybe not the best thing. Perception and reality, Chris. Perception and reality.
Dang.
But the beauty of that is by you saying something, by you putting it out there, you can find out and get decent information and be set on the path of righteousness. I mean, that's the beauty of getting out there and being even on social media, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the secret to what little success I've had in life has always been being wrong and then someone smarter than me making me smarter and then me saying, hey, look what I just learned. And I think that, you know, it's funny. I had an event last night and a bunch of different people were saying that they're really afraid to ask people for advice or they're really afraid to ask people, you know, how would you go about doing X? Because they think that they're supposed to be seen as the expert and they think it's a sign of weakness and they're worried that someone will say their question's stupid. And I don't know what it is, but I was born without the fear of my questions being stupid. So I ask lots of them.
I think I'm completely with you, man. Especially now, I feel like with the shift in mindset of millennials where it's everything is out there, everything is real time in social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, things just go out there and you react to it instead of just anticipating and kind of being bogged down by paralysis by analysis. And I think that's a cool thing, right? It's what you said. It's real time feedback. If you make a mistake, nobody remembers it the next day.
No, true. I always tell people I only want two people to be really, really good and really accurate. I want pilots to be really accurate and I want surgeons to be really accurate.
That's probably a good group of people to be accurate. I'm with you on that. So let me ask you, the point that I was making in the beginning with Gary Vee, he said that you at this point need to be a media company first. And he doesn't mean literally you have to drop what you're doing and, you know, close your clinics and businesses and become a media company, but you have to think like a media company. What does that entail? Why is that so important now?
You know, it's important because the competition is different than it ever has been. And people looking for something are looking in a very different way than they ever have been. You know, no one goes to the yellow pages. I mean, I don't know that anyone even has one of those anymore. So they might search Google. And there's a big difference between someone who has almost no web presence or whose only web presence is, you know, review sites and things like that, talking about someone's experience with them, versus someone where you can actually go and look at a video of them, see them doing their job a little bit, or see a little bit of their philosophy. Websites are basically these incredibly great mind reading tools now that allow us as buyers to see the mind of the person we're hoping to do business with. You can start to see their philosophy. I mean, you mentioned having Kelly Starrett on. You know, Kelly has some really specific opinions about, you know, mobility and flexibility and what's going to constitute a really great life. And so you're going to know right up front whether or not that's the person that you want to do work with. And so Gary's right that, you know, the people who are going to be successful are the ones who create even the smallest amount of media that helps other people, helps their potential buyers understand what's in it. You know, what are we going to do? What kind of philosophies do you have? How am I going to know a little bit more about what the process is like? You know how many people don't even know what goes on at a clinic and they think that it's only for people, you know, like people who tear ACLs on the football field or something. So there's a lot that can get done in that space that's going to be really helpful to a potential buyer.
Yeah, absolutely. It removes the fear of the unknown a bit, right? Like you don't have to, it takes that edge off, which is a big, big problem. Because if there's something you don't know, if there's that fear of the unknown, your mind naturally, it's human nature to create it. You want to fill in those blanks. And if you can take that away from people, take that burden of the unknown away and actually create the narrative that you want people to see, then it's a powerful thing because there's no what ifs.
It's super important because if you leave it up to review sites and you leave it up to other people's mindsets, you know, you're going to have a really rough time explaining that all through. Instead, if you can have an experience in which, you know, you're producing the material that's going to help someone understand something, then you can help them weigh their choices. You can help them see where else to do the research. I mean, remember that not everyone who's coming to buy something is a master researcher. You know, for instance, I was talking, you know, before we started recording about the fact that a local Boston guy, Dr. Mike Reinhold, helped with my teres major. And the minute he said the words teres major, I know a bunch of anatomy. I don't know that particular part. And I went, oh, so I went and I started looking around, watching videos of how it's supposed to work and, you know, looking at the PT that he assigned me and thought, you know, oh, here's what I got to do or whatever, the exercises he assigned me. But that's not everybody. You know, the average person doesn't even know what to do walking in the door of a place. And so even if you showed an on-ramping video, here's how a meeting goes, here's what we do, you don't get naked, you know, whatever the storyline is, that you're pulling a lot of stuff out of the unknown and out of third party hands and letting somebody see how you go about it. I went just recently to a procedure by my shrink, and it was a situation where he was giving me a chemical that is not super popular, you know, but it's kind of rising up as a thing to try helping treat depression. And I was like, wow, this is really neat. So the more I read about it, the more studies I found, it was great. Plus his own website guided me to a lot of really good information. So I just think that there's a big opportunity out there to do really good and helpful stuff. And it just requires that we take the effort to make it work.
And does that have to be only by business owners? Like I know you're big on people just taking ownership of what they do. Can employees take ownership? What can employees or clinic owners or leaders or just directors, what can they do to take ownership of some of this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, someone has to start, you know, someone has to take the lead and say, this is what I mean when I say we should be making some cool content. You know, do you just take our cell phone? We do this. We stand close enough so that it doesn't sound like we're 25 miles away. You know, there's some real basics to helping someone get set up in making something for the business, but then thereafter it should be encouraged. And, you know, you can maybe, you know, a lot of times there's that fear that what if one of your employees isn't exactly as savvy as you, you know, or makes a video that you wouldn't want to represent your organization. And you can have some kind of a process. You say, hey, once you shoot the video, we'll look at it together and we'll make sure it passes. And then we'll, you know, stick it up on the web. You know, there's a lot of ways you can go through that. But, you know, in a lot of businesses, the person who creates the media isn't always the owner. It's whoever seems to feel the most passionate about trying to get, you know, new people on board and trying to get people to feel comfortable. In really big companies, sometimes it's the customer service department that does it. And in some companies, it's marketing, because that's, you know, who thinks they should make it. But I always like the stuff that comes from the people doing the work, you know, and there's a lot of people out there, you know, Mark Ripito goes around and does lots of podcast interviews, Dan John, there's lots of, you know, lots of people in the industry who, you know, go out and set good examples for how you can make some interesting content. And then I just think that there's a lot of business people who can not have to reinvent the wheel and make some great stuff happen.
All right. So if you had to give advice to somebody that is somewhat scared of social media because of some of the unknown or marketing in general, specifically inbound marketing, because I feel like outbound marketing is still so prolific because that's what's just well known. If you had to give advice to, let's say, a physical therapy student coming out that wants to impress on interviews or wants to start their own business, how do they start with the whole, you know, rabbit hole of social media marketing and just building a story narrative?
You know, the first place I would start would be probably with something like a blog. And the reason is that technology is so simple. It's so prolific. You know, WordPress is, you know, a platform that allows you to blog, and it runs on more than, I think it's up to 31 or so percent of all sites in the US and like 26% worldwide, something like that. I made those numbers up. But they're like that. And yeah, sound pretty professional until I said it. Those platforms allow you really easy to write content or create content in reverse chronological order. And they've become more and more in this sort of future world as a way that you can tell it just about as easy as writing into a Word document or a Google Doc or something. And so you can, maybe if writing is not your thing, you maybe could just write a quick summary of what you're going to talk about and then shoot little videos. Everyone's phone has a video recorder on it now. Everyone knows that there's this thing called YouTube and they can upload their videos to it. And I would say, don't worry about being perfect. Just worry about trying to help other people feel like they're going to understand what they're getting into when they work with you. And again, if you're like, PT person coming out of school and you're looking to do interviews, people are going to want to hear your philosophies. They're going to know a little bit about, you know, what's the mindset behind your work? How do you do what you do? And they're going to want to know, how do you make, you know, things better for the customer, for the client, for the patient. So it's important in all these situations to do everything you can to just make simple, easy to consume material. If it's something that you wouldn't want to normally watch or listen to, then it's probably no one else wants to watch it or listen to it either. And I think just, you know, try to be brief in what you do. Try to make information that's going to be, you know, tight enough that someone can consume it in one quick go.
Awesome, man. I think that's huge that the, because there's so much information out there, being able to create something that is easily consumed and relevant to the audience. I think that that's great advice and a good way to start, because it's important to at least start and then just have consistency. As long as you have consistency, you will, and you're writing for the right audience with consistency, then it's almost hard not to make a dent somehow. All right, Chris. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, man. I really appreciate you cutting out some time in your day, in your morning to drop some social media knowledge and information for our audience. I'm going to put all your information in the show notes, and I will make sure that that our audience gets all your social media information. I know you put out a lot of awesome stuff on Twitter, and obviously your blog and website. We'll get all that on the show notes. I look forward to hearing more from you and any other content that you have, man. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Gene. I appreciate it.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that awesome episode with Chris Brogan. I know there's a ton of advice for you. But before get a little bit more in depth into that, and before we share a special announcement, let's hear a word from our sponsors, WebPT and IntakeQ. At the start of this podcast, I told you that we're sponsored by WebPT, the end-to-end business solution for private practice rehab therapists, providing everything from documentation and scheduling to RCM services, billing software, and outcomes tracking. WebPT provides a free monthly webinar to help educate providers on being better in practice and business. So I grabbed Charlotte Bonnet, presenting with Dr. Heidi Janenger on the webinar, and I asked her, hey, Char, the topic for your webinar this month is on PT billing. So what will people learn when they tune in?
Hey, Gene, great question. In an effort to improve their bottom lines, insurance companies sometimes use the vastly complex reimbursement rules and regulations to their advantage. But physical therapists don't have to be on the losing side of that game, especially if they know their payers' playbooks. In our upcoming webinar, Dr. Heidi Janenga and I will unveil 5 top secret ways insurance companies beat providers on reimbursements and explain how they can turn the tables in their favor. We'll cover modifier mysteries, misbilling misfires, time code tangles, overpayment mismanagement, and contract quandaries. This 60-minute webinar is free and anyone can attend. Register now at webpt.com/ptbilling. That's webpt.com/ptbilling.
Thanks so much, Charlotte. And you should definitely check that out. Who doesn't want to learn how to better deal with insurance companies? Happens to be for free. Check it out, webpt.com/ptbilling. Therapy Insiders is also sponsored by IntakeQ. I grabbed Rachel, IntakeQ's customer success specialist. How cool is that title, right? And she shared what makes IntakeQ awesome, but she also shared a little bit more than that.
The whole idea behind IntakeQ is, you know, the patient experience. It's your very first interaction with your client, so of course you want it to go as smoothly as possible, and that's what we focus on primarily. We find it to be the most effective way and convenient as well in intake forms in general.
So you have a really cool accent. Where's it from?
Brazil.
Are you in Brazil right now?
No, right now I'm in Dublin.
Okay, is that where you usually do your work from?
No, actually I'm actually a photographer. I help IntakeQ because it's the CEO, the owner, it's my ex-boyfriend. So I help him, but I'm a photographer, so I travel all over.
Whoa. So you're helping your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, he's my best friend, so.
IntakeQ, improving the patient experience by modernizing the intake process while keeping relationships strong, even if it's an ex. Check out IntakeQ, that's with the letter Q, .com/UpDocMedia to get a discount and a free trial.
All right, now as promised, some special announcements. First of all, we are excited, we in UpDoc Media are excited to launch a new podcast called Untold Physio Stories. And the basis of the podcast is essentially we're going to have clinicians share experiences and stories that happen that might not necessarily get shared all the time. Some of them are mistakes, some of them are failures, some of them are successes. Just stories that happen that sometimes we just keep to ourselves or maybe tell our friends. So we're going to share it with all our social friends. Check that out. It is going to be hosted by Erson Religioso, my co-host on this podcast, and Jason Shane, who is a former guest on this podcast and a physio in Canada. The episodes are 10-ish minutes long. They're very easy listens, and they're really, really cool stories. I've heard most of them already. You're really going to like that. The second bit of information is myself and Ben Fung, Dr. Ben Fung, my partner at UpDoc Media, will be speaking at Ascend Conference in September. So check out WebPT's Ascend Conference and get your tickets. Ben and I are going to be presenting on digital marketing, and then we're building our presentation now, and we're really excited about it, and we're pretty confident that you're going to like it if you attend. And finally, the last bit, and we talked about this a little bit, is every Friday we're going to do a $5 gift card giveaway, most likely to Amazon. All you have to do is leave a review for this podcast, send a screen cap of your review on iTunes, and you're entered to win. Every single Friday, we will pick a $5 winner. If it's you, it comes right to your email. So go ahead, leave an iTunes review, send us that review, and you're entered. If you're the only person that sent it, guaranteed a gift card. So we hope to give away a bunch of gift cards. So thanks for listening. Hope you really enjoyed this podcast with Chris. He knows the stuff on social media. He knows the stuff on marketing, and it's incredibly actionable, and you should be doing it. Check out Chris's stuff. You will absolutely benefit from it. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Hit me up at Therapy Insiders on Twitter, gene@updocmedia.com if you need to email me. Catch you again next week.